Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Origin is the latest in a movie genre that I didn't even realise was a genre until recently. Certainly, creative non-fiction has been a literary form since Truman Capote and Norman Mailer, I suppose, but it's relatively new on screen.
Everywhere. All over the place. There's connective tissue.
Origin is about how journalist Isabel Wilkerson wrote a best-selling book about race. It was initially inspired by a real-life tragedy, the murder of a young black kid, Trayvon Martin, by a self-appointed vigilante. The question Isabel asks is, why did a poor Latino kill a black man to protect a rich white neighbourhood? The knee-jerk answer, racism, didn't seem enough somehow.
You okay?
If you look closely, you'll find something tragic was happening.
While the book she wrote was an academic study, Caste, The Origins of Our Discontents, Isabel included personal details within it about her marriage, her family, and a number of tragic deaths that happened while she was writing it. And so does this film.
I want to be in the story. Really inside the story. And build a thesis that shows how all of this is linked.
I think of previous blends of journalism and memoir, The Big Short, Adaptation, Julie and Julia, and others that all break the once number one rule. They put the writer into their own book. Origin is as much autobiography as treatise on racism. It was co-written by director Ava DuVernay, who made the more traditional docudrama Selma a few years ago.
Mom made me promise I'd come by today. It's my birthday.
Wait, today is your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
It's Brett.
I'm Isabel.
Yeah, I know.
Origin stars Ingenue Ellis-Taylor and John Bernthal as Isabel and her white husband, Brett. Among other things, it uses their relationship to illustrate key elements of the film. What is the most important contributor to apparent racism, she asks? Colour, class, or something less easily tangible?
Most relationships end. Friendships, romances. They break.
What distinguishes Origin is how it attempts to follow Isabel's exploration of her theme with the various things happening in her life as she's doing it. It's an eventful journey to Germany, to India, to the southern states of the USA, though the book nearly didn't happen at all.
Are you interested in writing something for us?
I don't do assignments anymore.
Yeah, well, you're a better writer than most people do anything. Have you heard the tapes?
No. Of what?
Isabel was originally approached by a newspaper editor to write a long piece about the Trayvon Martin case. She passes on it. She's not that sort of journalist these days, she says. She writes books. But once she hears the police tapes of the Martin case, she changes her mind.
Stafford Police Department, this is Sean.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy. It looks like he's up to no good or something.
She looks at this case, then at similar but different cases in Nazi Germany, then quite dissimilar cases, like one of India's most distinguished statesmen who happens to be Durrett, the lowest of all Indian castes, what used to be called untouchables. What links these cases?
You don't escape trauma by ignoring it. You escape trauma by confronting it.
This is difficult stuff to sell to publishers, even to her family. But the publishers have faith in her, while her family pushes her to make her point simpler and clearer.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't understand. I don't see it.
You go and write your stories. Folks need to know about it.
You'd think a film like Origin would also be a hard sell to a practical, profit-minded film company. But Origin is a remarkably well-resourced film. It looks fantastic, particularly when it flashes back to mass book burnings in Nazi Germany and to newly independent India. There's a strong cast, including Nick Offerman, last seen as the president in Civil War. Here in a small part as a racist plumber in a MAGA hat. This is a serious film and it clearly expects us to keep up. But since the real-life book cast expected the same thing and went straight to the top of the bestseller list, I think Origin should expect no less either.
You're trying to make sense of racism, but your thesis is flawed.
It was all lies. They knew we weren't inferior.
I have to say, I wasn't convinced the personal soap opera elements were completely necessary. The film is nearly 2.5 hours long now. But the ideas in Origin are undeniably fresh and worth exploring. Race is such a taboo subject these days, but a regular opening up of that conversation can't be a bad thing, surely.
I don't write questions. I write answers.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.